Welcome to the Métis Settlement Show, Pipsqueewin, with Dave LaMouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council.
In the spirit of International Women's Day that we celebrated yesterday, honoring inspiring women, I am joined today by Taproot Academy founder Tantu Cardinal, Project Manager Grace Hardy, and Taproot Academy participant Adrian Linus. The Taproot Actors Academy is an acting and a filmmaking academy for Indigenous youth based in Kikino Métis Settlement, Alberta. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Hello. Hi.
There is so much to share about the amazing work that Taproot is doing right now, and I want to get right into it. So I want to start with Tantu, and I understand Grace, you'll chime in when you need to here. So let's start from the beginning. How did this program start and why?
Well, it started in my head back in the 70s, early 70s. When I first got into this business and started experiencing this business, I thought, there's so many creative, talented people in our communities and hard workers and not dimmed by 9 to 5. It's kind of, you got to go until the work is done. And that's what I saw when I went to a film set, is people who are just such hard workers. And they work when the work needs to be done, and they work until the job is done. And so much creativity. And I just felt like our creativity was really blocked up because we didn't have outlets of our own. We didn't have gatherings where we were sharing. We were sharing each other's stories, but only in really informal places. There was no place for the rest of the world to see how cool we were. And I think that's where the idea started growing. I thought, this industry belongs to us. We're professional storytellers. I mean, we're good at that. And we got so much to share. And really, we didn't have the respect or the interest of the major society to be interested in what we were doing. And I think I thought then, and I still think now, that it's up to us to be able to gather our stories and all the good things that we have to offer each other and the rest of the world. And it's key that the heart and the mama and the root is Grace. And she's right from the community. And somehow I was brought to her and to talk about this idea. I knew her dad, but I didn't know her. And when I brought the idea to her dad, who was the chairman, he said, I think you should talk to my daughter. And so I went up to talk to her, and she had just been home from being in Vancouver and studying makeup for film, and had decided to go home instead. And so, you know, it was just amazing to me. But it really is Grace that is heavily responsible for the success of what we do. And everyone that's involved, it's such a heart project. I just so enjoy that when I go there, I find that people have made it their own. They have taken ownership of Taproot, and it is right from them. And Grace loves those kids, and she's just incredibly valuable for the success of it. And because she cares so much about the kids, and it's from her community. And this was one of the ideas of bringing this idea to stay in the community.
That's really kind, but you know, it starts from the top. I have worked in many Indigenous organizations and for governments and the First Nations community, our neighboring community here. And you know, you come out with these experiences that might not feel the best or the greatest. And then when I started working with Tantu, I realized that it comes from the top. So if you're going to be successful in what it is you're building, you need to have vision, heart, and passion, and that trickles down to the quietest kid in the room.
Awesome. So that sounds like it's been a long-standing vision, a wonderful vision. How many youth have gone through the program, and what kind of outcomes do you see for their participation in the program?
So we are based out in Kikino Métis Settlement, which is the community in which I'm from, and we started during the pandemic at the height of it. So we weren't quite sure how we would operate during those circumstances. So we started with a low number. We had 14 youth ages 7 to, I believe it was around 14, that joined us in year one. And we grew up to 41 youth currently on our roster in our academy who join us throughout our year. And so we have 41 families attached to those 41 youth. So we've really grown not only with youth participants, but in our Taproot community has grown immensely. We've recently just added 6 adults into our program. So we're growing.
That's wonderful. So for young people who want to get involved in your program, what can they expect? And, you know, how long does the program run once they get involved?
We are a very inclusive, safe environment in our team. We have a really awesome team of Métis facilitators. And then we have a filmmaker who joins us, who's a Muniao ally, and he's just fantastic. We built this team to really focus on creating a safe space for LGBTQ plus kids, kids in the foster system, kids who don't quite fit into the sports participation in the community here.
Thank you very much, Grace. We will continue our chat with the Taproot team right after this short break. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm joined today by the team at the Taproot Academy out of Kikino Métis Settlement. We have Tantu Cardinal, Grace Hardy, and young Adrian Linus. You mentioned the support that is required, that it comes from all places. Do you want to kind of zero in on that, Grace?
Definitely. So I will talk about the funding first, and then I'll go into the support, because it's just such a really beautiful experience in the support side. But for the funding, we've been solely funded by the Indigenous Green Office, who have supported us. So we have been working closely with them, and they have provided us with development funding, which we are able to put that money back into our community. So we hire local when we can, and when it's like the opportunity arises, when we need to be extra staffed in the summer, we get our catering local. We utilize different agencies. We put the money back into accommodations at the Kikino Silver Birch. We accommodate all of our team and our guests there. We work with Jack's on Second, which is a local eatery who cater for us. And we also work with the Hideaway Adventure Grounds, who's a local business. We work with the Kikino Silver Birch Resort and several agencies and schools across the community. So we really worked hard to build those relationships and support for putting that money that we get for funding and investing it back into our local economy in Kikino. So we really pride ourselves on putting that money back into the community and hiring local. And I think it's really worked for us, because we have people feeling invested in what we're doing and what we're growing and what we're building. So I think that's a really beautiful space in regards to the funding aspect. Our community also has chipped in across the board. Our local council and our administration have supported us. They provide us with venues at no cost. They provided us with donations to cover trips to the Calgary International Film Festival, in which our film was showcased, called Kikino Kids. They just help us out. We have done benefits. We've had parents step up to do a merchandise bingo, in which we had people donate these gifts, and we were able to raise thousands of dollars to invest into gear to utilize in our programming. So we've had immense support locally. We are obviously always on the hunt looking for funders and donations and anything like that, because what we're doing is we're actually a nonprofit organization. So we exist off of funding. And so we're always looking for help and support in regards to that. So if anyone's listening and they have any really cool ideas or any offers and in regards to funding, hit us up.
Adrienne, can we ask you, as a youth participant in the program, what excited you most about participating?
What excited me most about this program was to learn more about my culture. Taproot is a really great place to learn more about my culture through storytelling and acting. I've also learned a lot from my acting mentors, Jillian Dion and Tanju Cardinal, my other instructors, my amazing instructors, Barry Belinsky and Brock Mitchell.
Has your experience there, has it changed your thoughts about your future career?
Yeah, definitely. Taproot has made me completely change my career after high school. This experience has solidified my passion for pursuing a career in the arts, particularly in acting and filmmaking.
And have you learned anything? What did you learn about yourself in the time that you've been participating?
I've learned a lot of understanding the power of storytelling and how to connect with people and preserve culture. I've also learned how to express my emotions through acting and how I thrive in a creative environment. This experience has helped me grow both as an artist and as a person.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Adrienne. It's so nice to hear from young people. I'm so grateful that we've had this time together today to share the exciting news about the Taproot Academy and the amazing work that you are all doing out there in Kikino Métis Settlement. And Tantu, I hear you're going to the Oscars.
Yes, I am.
kudos to you. Congratulations, and keep it up. So thank you all for joining me today, ladies. So Grace, when will your next films be appearing and where can folks watch them?
So that's happening on YouTube on March 23rd at 6:30 p.m. They can visit our website, taprootactorsacademy.com, for the link.
Take care out there.
It was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for having us.
To learn more about Taproot Academy, Google Taproot Actors Academy or visit taprootacademy.com.
You've been listening to the Métis Settlement Show with Dave LaMouche, President of the Métis Settlements General Council, and Brenda Blyan, Vice President of the Métis Settlements General Council. If you have questions or feedback, visit msgc.ca/contact.